Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the red team.
Under fire.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, Nicholas, on The Gamer Show, and I have a guest with me today.
Yes, back for the second week again, and we are speaking fighting games.
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. All about the arcade fighters.
Yeah.
And how they've also changed over time.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah.
So firstly, what would be your favorite arcade fighter or fighting game?
Favorite arcade fighter is Yuri.
From King of Fighters.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
King of
yeah.
Fighters would be your favorite.
Maybe not. Tekken is an arcade game.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Tekken would be my
Street
favorite.
Fighter.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Yo, Mortal Kombat is lovely. In fact, scrap Tekken, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. But my favorite arcade fighter is Iori from King of Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's yours?
My favorite arcade fighting game would have to be Street Fighter.
Street Fighter, okay.
That's definitely my favorite. I've always enjoyed Street Fighter.
Yeah.
My favorite, I would say I don't know, I think everyone goes for Ryu, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say Ryu is my favorite in Street Fighter, for sure. I mean, he's got the coolest skills and powers and stuff. Our topic today is all about arcade fighting games and you know how much they've I don't think they've changed too much in terms of the they work on, but it's more the thing of how when we were young and we'd play games like Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, and you could actually, you'd play with friends, and you could, you'd be beating your friend, and you'd get a reaction out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they always used to be a lot of it. The room would get, you know, would get loud. Rowdy and
especially when you have a whole bunch of guys.
Of guys, exactly. Yeah. And then like you get turns and then you switch the controller around.
Yeah.
And how that now has definitely changed. Not completely, but it is going into the direction of more online.
Yeah.
And where you can now play against other players online.
Mm.
And you know, I was actually thinking about it. Imagine you're sitting alone in your room, and then you know it's just you. Because I don't think people often use their mics.
Yeah.
You know, it's normally just they match you up with another player, and then you have the fight, and then done. That's it. You know, there isn't as much interaction.
Yeah.
With friends. You know. And stuff like that. So it isn't, I don't think it's as exciting as it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think?
I definitely do agree with you. Obviously, like you said, there's microphone, headphones that, maybe not necessarily in the mood for that kind of stuff. Just speaking on the gaming experience alone before going into all of that, to be honest, I don't think gaming experience has quite changed that much. In fact, the intensity is still there. It's only the graphics that have improved over time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much fighting games, like the creators of fighting games, I don't know how much do they focus on the details of the game? You know, like the fighter movement and stuff like that. Because in other games, they try to get as realistic as possible. Whereas in fighter games, that is available. But I don't know if it's to that detail of, for example, like a sports game maybe, or something something like wrestling maybe. Because they'll probably, like, when a player or a character is in a certain position doing certain movements, their body would look like this. And, for example, how would I say this? If I'm using, for an example, like wrestling, that is that an arcade game? No.
I don't know. I don't know if it's an arcade fighter. Yeah,
yeah, but like if you have played WWE,
I have,
right?
Yeah.
So like when you'd be standing on the ring about to jump, the player is not standing straight. They're sort of like standing on the ring, but like crouching in a way to show that they're balancing.
Oh, yes, yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
And I don't know if we have that exactly in the new games, but I'm technically gonna find a way to do my research and try and play more. But like I said, the fighting experience is still there. It's always been the same. It's always been good. That's what I mean. Obviously, it's just the graphics improving over time. Whereas with the community, obviously, like you said, that whole feeling is. I don't know if there's anything that can actually come close to that. And obviously, being online, it's not the same, especially when you're playing with people that you don't know. For example, depending on where you are, we are in South Africa. So depending on what game you're playing, but you generally be placed in a match with someone in a server near you, is usually like Africa, Middle East. Still cool, but you don't connect with the people. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like we could also, like, sort of, like, make the effort to make interaction with people. Some might be antisocial, but to your surprise, you'd actually be able to have a conversation with some of them.
I guess so. The thing is, I have actually played quite a few times playing fighters online, but then, you know, In most cases, you don't really get communication with them. I don't know if it does offer, because you know some games offer like open mic on the game. Because I have played Naruto.
Yeah.
What was it? Ninja Storm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja Storm 3 online before.
Yeah.
And the thing is, every time, you know, I'd get matched with someone in a fight, it would just, you know, go loading to the game and there's no communication.
Yeah.
So there never was any communication between myself and the other player.
Yeah.
You know, we would just do a rematch and then fight again or continue, whatever, you know. But the thing is, there was never that interaction, you know, with another person. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because they don't want to speak. Or if... I feel like it's too much work, you know, to have that set up. If the game does offer open mic, I feel like it's too much work to set up and then, you know.
Yeah.
Because also sometimes there are times where, because I believe we are connected to the EU server, which is also the European. So sometimes you play against Europeans and then you don't speak the same language and stuff like that.
The language barrier, I guess.
There's also that, you know. But, I don't know. I also don't have a lot of experience on it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, based on the times that I have played, it doesn't seem as easy as it seems.
As it seems,
Yeah.
Yeah, even as I'm thinking, it's just taking me back to the good old days when we used to play Dragon Ball on PS2. those experiences are gold. Tenkai Budokaichi and choosing our character Super Saiyan and all that, and just that vibe. And sometimes it can get a bit much, you know, when people take it personal, but when we're in it just for the games and for the fun, it actually can be very cool, very productive too. The competition is quite healthy there.
It depends. I've seen some bad competition before.
You do get people that get very angry. I mean, it happens, but I guess,
like, some of the funniest experiences I've had was when you're versing a friend.
Yeah.
And then your health bars are, like, both down really low.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you stand up and you start, like, mashing, button mashing, just to do something. Those were like
those are so irritating, especially when you play with someone, and like you said, your health bars are, like, both low, and you are down, and before you stand up, they hit you. Up, they hit you again. So they will hit you like a cheat move.
Yeah, so they keep using the same move.
And by the time before you could even get up, your blood, your life is over. That was the most irritating part. I never used to like play with people like that. That would make me not want to play.
Yes, I actually agree. There were times where, because the person you're versing is now losing, they just start doing the same move.
They start doing the same move over and over.
Yeah.
I could strangle you.
No, I remember. You see, those. But then, the thing is, you'd have, that's what makes it so much more fun and different versus online, is that you have other people that you're interacting with during those competitions, or sometimes we do tournaments, you know. And then I do remember playing Dragon Ball Z, I think it was Budokai Tenkaichi 3, and you'd set up a tournament and then everyone would get a chance to play and stuff like that. I don't know, maybe I just haven't had a good experience playing online, but I definitely prefer, the thing is, if it was, if there was more interaction with the other player, like, you know, even if you have, like, voice chat whatever activated, or they were, you know, willing to speak on the mic and stuff like that, you know. Interesting enough, thinking about it now, this open mic thing, you actually don't find it as much on fighting games as you do on, like, stuff like Counter-Strike and you know, all sorts of those. People have their mics open and there's constantly communication, like, I always see it on games like Counter-Strike, Call of Duty, stuff like that, you know? And also stuff like PUBG. But I don't know why it isn't like that on fighting games, or based on my experience.
I guess if you are versing someone like 1v1, I don't think you guys are going to have much conversation, honestly.
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, you could... If you're playing with someone who's in good spirits, it could be like, hey, good luck. But that's pretty much it. I don't think there'll be much talk. Maybe you could also, like, make friends. But yeah, I do agree with what you're saying. Like, even with my experience playing PUBG, would get someone from, like, a whole other country, because, like, most people, if not all, have, like, I think you can sort of see people's flags, like, their country flags there. And so some of them, I don't even know what flags they are, but it's cool. You'd see someone from all the way on the other side of the planet speaking to you, and they actually speak English. Obviously, you can hear their accent is sort of not exactly fluent, but it's quite cool, the communication there, and sometimes you can even start joking around. The only problem is that some people get way in over their heads and, you know, start doing all the unnecessary stuff that get us banned. You know, people start swearing and stuff like that. But yeah, that interaction is quite cool. Hearing someone from the other side of the globe speaking to you. I think even a few times we've sort of made friends on the game like that. Yeah, except that doesn't last too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I just remembered was it's not only the voice chat that isn't very popular on fighting games, but it's also the matchmaking.
It is.
So actually looking for a match can sometimes... I remember having to wait up to, like... I would sometimes leave the matchmaking running, and it can go up to 10, 20 minutes sometimes.
Yo.
You know? And I don't know if it is as popular yet. That's the other thing about my personal experience.
Yeah.
About, what is it, arcade fighting games when playing online as well. That can also take a lot of time.
So with
just finding a match.
Yeah. With the matchmaking, so it's not necessarily solely dependent on your connection.
No.
Okay.
Mm. It's basically looking for other people
For other people to play.
Oh, exactly. Other people that are also doing
matchmaking.
Matchmaking as well.
Damn.
That, yeah. I think that's also one of the other reasons why I stopped. Because it would take so long, you know?
Mm.
It would take so long just to find a match. And then like, is it even worth it? You know? That also.
Yeah.
I don't know if fighting games are as popular playing.
Have you had this experience when you're playing online and obviously it's open mic and everything, and then someone's like in the background, either there's a lot of noise or someone's playing music?
I have on other games that I've played. There definitely have been a lot of times where people have... there, you know how you have push to talk, and then you have open mic, so they would have open mic on, and then you'd hear background noise, sometimes people speaking in the background, music playing. I have experienced that before.
And there's this
like becomes annoying.
It becomes annoying. There's this especially in PUBG, there's this one time, even though I don't accept what he said, but there was this dude that said PUBG is for kids. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about? But then you go on PUBG and you have sometimes experience where, and it usually happens with kids actually, where there's some kid from, I don't know what place, so I'm not even going to try. But then there's a whole lot of noise. You can hear his mom is calling him in the background, and then he's probably having his little brother next to him and all these little high-pitched voices. And it gets quite frustrating actually, because you're trying to concentrate on your game, and it's like,
I can definitely agree with you that PUBG isn't as kiddies friendly, if you will, as Fortnite is. Fortnite is definitely for kids, that's for sure. But I think for another topic, definitely discussing playing games like PUBG on a mobile device versus on a desktop.
Versus on a desktop. I think you can share your desktop experience, because I don't think I've had that. No.
I have played on mobile and desktop.
And on desktop,
It is completely different. I don't know if it is cross-platform, but desktop experience is as realistic as it gets. Yeah. Like, there's no kids' voices. It's like people that are...
Look, I've watched the desktop version on YouTube. It looks cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Looking at the graphics, the detail in it also.
I do still have it. I do still own PUBG on Steam. I just haven't installed it. I stopped playing.
You stopped playing
a while back.
Oh, well.
But yeah.
Yeah. For me, I've been playing PUBG on mobile ever since. Well, I played on the iPad, so it's a pretty fair experience. Not too many complaints from me. Yeah. But I guess this has been our show. And these were our gaming experiences, our fighting games experiences. And yeah, just tell us what are yours. Comment on our social media pages. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. This is your host, Nicholas, and
Gloire.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.